Tishrei Tzitz, Tavshin Ayin Ches. Okay, let's look here. Ki Ikore Ken Tzipor Lefanecha, right? The mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. But Derech, Bechol Eitz, you find, you come upon a bird's nest, if it's on, in a tree, on the ground, etc. Chicks, eggs, right? And the mother sitting upon them. Don't take the mother with the while don't take the eggs while the mother's there. Shu away the mother. Shalach the shalach as aim with a manim tikach lach. Laman yitav lach larach la yamim. So it should be good for you, and you should have a length of days. Right? I'm just reading that just as a hakdama. The next pasuk is ki sivne bayis chadash. When you build, if you shall build a new home, vasisa ma'akel legagecha, you shall make a fence, right, or what do you call it, a guardrail, right, for your roof. Velosasim damim beveisecha, and you should not place blood in your house, ki yipol hanofel mimenu, lest or when the faller shall fall from it. Yipol hanofel.
Blood on the floor?
Well, in other words, the idea being you're being responsible for his death. That's the idea of the blood. Don't spill his blood.
By putting a stumbling block.
Right, but recall, this is the stumbling block is oftentimes, you know, giving people bad advice and stuff like that. Or the truth is, you're right, literally, the example is putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person, you should fall. But here, what you're doing is that you're not actively causing anybody any damage, but because you didn't place a guardrail around your roof, this person, who's referred to as the faller, ki yipol hanofel, the faller shall fall, it's a funny sentence structure, from your roof, and he'll be dead, of course. And you're held responsible for it.
Break his neck.
Right? Yeah. So let's look at what the Sefer Chinuch writes as follows. Right? Mishor she mitzvah. What's the shorsh of this mitzvah?
Which one?
Of this mitzvah of putting up a ma'akeh. Putting up a guardrail around your roof or any place that you've got something dangerous, not to keep something dangerous in your possession. You have to protect, make sure that people don't get hurt. The Vishim Hios Hashem Boruchu Mashgiach Bepirte Bnei Adam. It's true. V'yodeh kol maseihem. Hashem, of course, his divine providence is upon everybody, and he knows exactly what's going to be with them. And everything that happens to them is according to his gzera. Nothing happens, you know, without Hashem willing it. And it happens to them based upon their merit or their demerit. You know, it's either their schus or their chiyuv. And things, nothing happens, you know, just by chance. Everything happens based upon their schus and their chiyuv. Ki'inu sh'amru zichoron levracha. Right? And like Chazal say in the Gemara Chulin, ein adam nokef et zibo milamata. A person doesn't bang his finger here, you know, with a hammer down here on earth. Elin kei machriz et alav milamala. Unless in heaven, they already said, this is what's supposed to happen to him. Notice that everything that happens to a person is ordained from Shemayim. There's no such thing as what people call chance. Afal pi kein tzarech ha'adam lishmor atzmo min ha'mikrim ha'nehugim ba'olam. Nonetheless, a person has to guard himself against the events that take place in the world. What we call mikrim, right? The normal events of life. Ki akel bara olamo, Hashem made his world, ubeno al yesodos amudei ha'teva. And he built it upon what we call Teva. Now, Teva, we all know, is Hashem's will. But nonetheless, it's something called Teva. It is what we call the natural order of things that Hashem has created and that Hashem runs. V'gozar shiyeh ha'esh so refes. And part of Hashem's design is that fire should burn. Mayim mechabim, and water puts out fire. U'kmochen yechayev ha'teva. And so too also in the laws of nature. She'im tipol evan gdola al rosh ish, that if a large stone falls upon a person's head, rachman letzlan, right, it'll crush his skull.
That's ordained from heaven.
Okay, that's true, but that's the natural order of things. And we don't in the natural order of things, a large stone falls from a height, right, from a great height. We're not assuming that it's going to bounce off. It's going to crush his skull, God forbid.
But it's ordained from heaven.
Okay, true, right? Oh, im yipol ha'adam mirosh ha'gag, if a person falls off a high roof, yeah, ha'gavoa la'aretz, right, he falls off the high roof to down to the earth, he's going to die. Shiyomus. V'hu baruch hu chanan gufos b'nei adam, Hashem graced us, right, he graced us with our bodies, right, v'yipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, and he breathed into us the soul of life, balas das, and gave us the ability to be people of understanding, of wisdom, of knowing how to conduct yourself, you know, properly. Lishmor aguf, you have to guard your guf. Mikol pega, from any recall, unfortunate event. V'nasan, right, shneihem, he put together the nefesh and the guf. Betoch galgal yesodas, he placed this unit, this combined unit of soul and body, in this world, what he calls Gagal Yesodos, in this physical world, Behemian Hagum via Falben Pulos, and therefore all the rules of nature which are exist here in this physical world, we're subject to. Now, the bold. V'achashakel Shibe Gufa Adamateva, and since Hashem said that man is subject to the rules of Teva, because that is what his divine wisdom has ordained. Mitzachu bal chomer, because man is a physical creation. Tzivo lishmor min hamikra, God commanded us to protect ourselves, to guard ourselves from the vicissitudes of life, from the dangerous events of life. You can't mess around with your body and say, okay, oh, I'm not worried about it. Recall, you're not allowed to. Ki ateva shu moser biyado. Because the teva, the natural order of things, we're a subject to that. We're subject to the rules of gravity and the events that are part of the way that Hashem designed the world, right? There got with the traffic accidents there are things that fall off buildings and people got with falling off buildings and all sorts of events like that. You have to take precautions. If I'm not going to be wary, it doesn't mean you have to be, you know, in a state of fear all the time and anxiety.
So the chizuk in the beginning is saying he's asking Akasha. Well, what do you need this for? Because Hashem is in control of everything.
Oh, so he just mentioned that by and by, that Hashem is in control of everything, but nonetheless, he says Hashem put us in this physical world, and this physical world has got an order to it. It's Hashem's order, it's His will, but you have to conduct yourself according to the rules over here. In other words, let's say, God forbid, a person is a diabetic, he has to conduct himself according to the rules of diabetic. He can't say, well, I'm very religious, and therefore I'm going to be saved from all these problems. A person's got high blood pressure, doctor tells him he's got to go do exercise, otherwise he's going to have a problem, so he's got to do the exercise, right? And so too also, you don't leave a roof, right, without a guardrail around it, because someone could go up on the roof, fall, and get killed. You have to live your life, record logically, right? Take precautions. Again, you don't have to be nuts, but you have to take precautions. V'amnam yuksas b'nei adam. Indeed, though, there are some people, asher hamelech chofetz bikoram, that Hashem, right, their kavod, their greatness is precious to Hashem. The rov chasidus, and because of their lofty level, their chasidus, udvekus nafshem bedrochav baruchu, and they're so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything they do. Hema chasidim hagdolim, these are the great righteous people. Asher meolam anshei Hashem, these are that are well known. Kama avos hagdolim, Avi Yitzchak Yaakov. Hakadoshim v'harbim in Abanim and many of their descendants, Shahoyu Acharem, they were after them like Daniel, like Hananya, like Mishael, like Azariah, and Domeim. There are people who are living life on a different level. Shemasra Kela Teva Bideim. In other words, most people are in the hands of nature. These people, nature is in their hands. Ubitchilasam Hayateva Adon Aleim. But it wasn't, what happened was, is that initially they were in the hands of Teva. They were in the hands of nature. But because they worked on themselves, and they became, those who were attached to Hashem, now the Teva is in their hands. Uvesofan legodel la hisalus nafsham napachu shiyu heim, right, adonim ala Teva. As they turned the tables on nature, they became the masters of nature, rather than nature being a master over them. But it's all dependent upon, you know, a person's conduct. So that's why Avram was safe in the fiery furnace. That's why Hanan, Mishael, Vazari were safe in the fiery furnace. The rov bnei adam bechetam lo zochu el amala agdola zos. But most people don't merit this. Most people are in the hands of teva, rather than teva being in their hands. V'alkein titzaveinu atorah lishmor mishkanoseinu umekomoseinu v'yikreinu moves v'pshiyaseinu v'lo nisakein nafshoseinu al smach hanes. Interesting. He says the reason that you put up the guardrail on the roof is because we don't assume that we are those, we're amongst those that the Teva is in their hands, but rather we're in the hands of Teva. And therefore, we have to take the proper precautions lest we go up onto the roof and fall off the roof and get killed. Right?
There was a story, Hiskiyahu Lomberg told me a story. He said he was accompanying this guy, Rebbe Israel, you know, the Nachman Rebbe's letter to the States.
Yeah.
So they made an announcement, we're going to be showing the movie now.
Yeah.
When they had the one screen, the whole section.
Yeah.
So Hiskiyahu went to the theater and he says, you know, he's a Rebbe, you can't see a movie. So the reason, so I can't see any other people. Anything about it is other people here. So the Rebbe tells, you know, Max and Hiskiyahu, and he says, don't worry, it's not going to work. So a few seconds later, a few minutes later, he said, sorry, the movie won't be able to be seen now.
Okay.
Because the projector is broken.
Okay. Okay. All right. Deshara Motzalechas. We'll leave him with some.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah. But Al-Kain, Shmor, right? Rick, we have to watch ourselves. We shouldn't be Somech HaNeis. V'amu Zichon L'Vracha, Shekla Somech HaNeis, Ein Osin L'Neis. And a person, as it were, who says, well, no, I'm going to rely upon a Neis, they don't do the Neis for him.
Where we learn that? What portion was that we learn that in?
Well, by Hanan and Mishael Vazaria, right? It says that they said we're willing to die, and if we're caught, and we're going to be Somech HaNeis. Even those people who were on that madrega, that really in the end we see that nature was in their hands, not they were in the hands of nature. Nonetheless. What do you call? They conduct themselves. Like we don't assume a nace is going to be done for us. So the Sefer Chinuch is pretty clear that we have to conduct ourselves right. No one has the right. I mean, he's here saying this is the mitzvah. This is what he's saying. Even people like Hanani Mishael Vazaria said, "We're not going to be so much on a nace." I mean, they assume they're going to die. They were willing to die for it, and in the end, they were saved, etc. But the Torah says to conduct yourself according to, in this case over here, it appears to conduct yourself according to most people, right? And most people are in the hands of Teva in that sense, and so you have to take necessary precautions. Fine. Okay. So that's one thing. Now let's go to Rashi. Right? So the Chinuch taught us that the yisod of the mitzvah is that don't assume, you know, God's going to do miracles for you. Don't play around with your life. Right, you have to take the necessary precautions because the baseline of every person is they're in the hands of Teva. There are people who turn the tables on Teva and Teva's in their hands, right? But even they, they don't conduct themselves according to the level of Nais. They don't assume they're going to be saved by Nais. Hashem does a Nais for them, but that's not the way they conducted themselves. They assumed that they were going to be killed, Chananim Shel Vazar, because they felt that it was necessary to die out Kiddush Hashem. In the end, Hashem did a Nais for them. But the way you conduct yourself is though you are in the hands of Teva. Fine. Rashi says, now we said there was a problem in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki pol hanofel. Right?
Rashi, in which
Pasuk? The Pasuk says it on Ki sivne bayis chadosh. Right? You will have to make a guardrail around your roof. Don't place blood in your house. Ki pol hanofel mimenu. That's redundant. Ki pol hanofel, because the faller will fall. Obviously, we're talking about somebody falling. He's going to tell me the faller will fall. What does it mean, ki pol hanofel? Why do you call him hanofel? Ki pol, Adam. Why do you call him? Why call him the faller? So Rashi says, roi ze lipol. In other words, this person is worthy to fall. Right? He's worthy to fall. In other words, let's say he's chayv misa for whatever reason it is. Let's say he did some sort of aver that he's chayv misa for. Right, or even if he didn't do an aver, but his time is up, and he was meant to, place. I don't know. He's meant to go. He's meant to go. You shouldn't be a participant in his demise, says Rashi. You shouldn't create a scenario where you become the instrument of his meeting his death, even though it's time for him to meet his death. Because it's not a plus. It's not any sort of cover to you that you became the instrument of someone else's suffering, right? Even though they deserved it. The fact that you became part of the system of suffering, of death, right? That's not to your credit. That shows a deficiency. So therefore, you have to erect the guardrail around your roof so that his death won't be your responsibility. Have a little guy, that's God's affair. But you shouldn't be a participant in it. Fine.
As all the other mitzvahs, they say don't do this.
Yeah, okay, fine. But I'm saying, but here we're talking about protecting someone's life. We're talking about it's important that even though Rashi brings up the idea that even though this person, right, was meant to die. And that's how Rashi explains about ki pol hanofel. That the faller fell. What do you mean the faller? He was meant to fall. But don't you be a participant in his falling. Okay? So says the Chassam Sofer. Right? He asks the question. He says, first of all, why does it say ki sivne bayis chadash? Why does that have to be a new house? If you buy a house, you got to put up a makeh. You buy a new house. And then the other question he asks is, why does it say, look at the order in the pasuk, ki sivne bayis chadash, it should be the other way. If you build a new house, or which he's already asked this question, why is it a new house? It could be an even old house that you just purchased and didn't have one, you have to put it up. Make sure that there's no blood placed in your house. And what should you do? Make a ma'akeh. In other words, this is the problem. Correct it by putting a makeh. So really, v'losasim davim beveisecha, that phrase should be before vasisa makeh legagecha. In other words, don't make your house a house that could generate blood. Make a makeh. Instead, it's backwards. It says, what do you call it? Put a makeh, right, on your roof, v'losasim davim beveisecha. And don't, what do you call it? Don't put blood in your roof, in your house. It's the other way around. Don't put blood in your house, and how should you rectify it? By putting a makeh.
I don't think so. Okay.
No, maybe
put a marker on the roof so someone doesn't kill himself.
I understand, but record. In other words, we're talking about the house. You got a house. Right now, the house has no marker, so it's roy to create blood. If what should you rectify? Put a marker. Okay. That's his question. He says this as follows. Right. He says. So these are different types of people, right? Just like we saw before, the Chinuch mentioned the idea that you have to assume that you should conduct yourself as though you are under the control of Teva.
You want to make me sure?
It's okay, right? It's all right. If you want to, you can. I mean, that would mean you have to return the remote control.
Close your eyes.
Okay. So the Chinuch told us, right? That's the way you have to look at yourself. In other words, I shouldn't assume, you know, that a nes is going to be done for me. I have to conduct myself according to the rules of Teva. That's what the Chinuch taught us. The Chassam Sofer says, we know there are different types of people. There are people who are, you know, who are attached to, what do you call it, Hashem's will in everything they do. There are people who are not so attached.
So the Chassam Sofer is asking the kasha why we say new house first.
You're going to answer that. So he says like this. He says, you might have thought, says the Chassam Sofer, that by putting up, let's say I'm a high flyer. I'm Joe Tzadik, Joe Chassid. I'm always, you know, I'm always, as it were, you know, plugged into Hashem in everything that I do. When I eat, I sleep, when I, even when I joke, I'm L'shem Shamayim. Everything, but I take out a tiyul, everything is l'shem shamayim. So I'm always attached to Hashem. So you might have thought that putting up the ma'akeh is really showing a lack of bitachon. Because I'm attached to Hashem. I'm attached to Hashem. You might have thought that. Right? You could have thought that. He says, and that's why he says it's a new house. Why? He says because for sure, if they came upon the houses that were built by the Canaanites, for sure they put something on the roof because they don't want to take any chances with their life. But now I'm building a new house. I'm a high flyer, right? And I know I'm always attached to Hashem. So, you know, therefore, maybe it's... What? So what do I need it for? What do I need it for? I know I'm L'shem Shemayim. Says the Pasuk. Nonetheless, you have to put one there. Because not everybody, even you would call it, it's different from the Chinuch. Chinuch says, about myself, I shouldn't assume that I'm outside the laws of Teva. Chassam Sofer says, even if you felt about yourself that you would call that you're a high flyer, and you want to conduct yourself that way, but you have no right to put a roof up without a guardrail around it, because there are other people also involved in your lives who may not be attached all the time, and therefore you could cause their demise. Tachshov v'nachshecha. You see what he called the bold here. Tachshov v'nachshecha. You'll think to yourself, im tivna atal bayis chadash, lo ta'asil l'cha makeh. You think I shouldn't put a makeh. Kefi is a makeh. Because if I make a makeh, yeki ilu, atash sam damim, v'veischa l'haseh b'bitchoncha. It looks like what he called, I'm creating the scenario of bringing blood into my house. Why? Because I'm showing the lack of bitachon. I'm showing what he called that I don't feel that I'm directly attached to Hashem, and that there are all these rules of teva, etc. So maybe I'm showing a lack of bitachon, and that's going to bring blood to my house. Says the Chassam Sofer, no, don't, Hashem telling you not to think that way. Al kain, amalo, lo kain hu. Don't think that way. El ki tivne atav bayis chadash ta'aseh makeh. Make a guardrail. Don't think that you're showing a lack of bitachon. Kishamaysi bitchonu me'Hashem. Lo, ela, shetzorech lachush shemeyipol hanofel mimeno perish hanofel misho eino tzadik. In other words, forget about it. You want to believe in yourself that you're already caught? Fine, right? But not everybody's like that, and you can't assume that everybody's going to be like that, and therefore we have to take precautions of the other people. So really the difference between the, what do you call, between the chinuch and the Chassam Sofer, is the chinuch made it sound as you got to be concerned for yourself because you're not allowed to conduct yourself even though you're a high flyer. But what he called, like he brings what he called, don't be so much on the nation, which we know was said by Hanani Mishal Vazar, which he himself called the high flyers, etc. They didn't assume they were going to be saved. You have to conduct yourself according to the rules of Teva. The Chassam Sofer says, even if what he called, even if you want to live your life that way, but you have no right to assume that somebody else is going to live his life that way. Therefore, you have to conduct yourself in a way that what he called, that somebody who is not a high flyer shouldn't be subject, right, to the rules of Teva and God forbid and fall off a roof. Okay. So the first two approaches here deal with how do we relate to, what's our relationship with nature, right? The chinuch says that every person has to conduct himself as though he's in the hands of nature, even the high flyers, etc. The Chassam Sofer says if you want to conduct yourself based on how you know yourself, according to a different level, v'vakasha, but you can't endanger somebody else. Because someone else may not be on such a high level, in which case they're in the hands of Teva, in which case you've contributed to the demise. So you have to put up the guardrail. Okay. Now we come to a new thing over here, right? And that is as follows. Really, the Gemara that Rashi quoted, we see the Rashi over here? The Rashi says, Ki ro'i ze lipol. This idea of ro'i ze lipol. This guy is worthy of falling. What does that mean, he's worthy of falling? Now we get to a new idea. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya speaks it out. He brings the Gemara on Shabbos. Valderech HaMedrash, Vasisa Ma'akeh L'Gagecha, Ki Yipol HaNofel Mimenu, Ro'i Haya Lipol Misheshis Imei Bereshis. You hear this? The Gemara says, why is he called the Nofel, the one who's falling? Because he was Ro'i. He had he was potentially, right? He was Ro'i, he was ready to fall. From the beginning of creation, the person was ro'i to fall off of this roof. The person from the beginning of creation was potentially ro'i to fall off of this roof. Avalata lo tigrom Nonetheless, even though he's meant to fall off this roof, you shouldn't contribute to it. You shouldn't contribute to it. Because you have to do everything possible to make sure that he doesn't fall off the roof. Right? You can't, if he's meant to fall, okay, he's gonna fall, but you should not have any chelik in it, and therefore you have to put up a ma'akeh. The inyan ha-medrash hazeh, and this medrash, ki kol ha-nivraim, now we're getting into the very deep idea of determinism, right, as it were, versus free will. In other words, if Hashem knows it's going to happen, so where do I have free will? Ki kol ha-nivraim kulam nivru b'cheftzam.
Who's discussing the free will issue?
We call Rabbeinu Bechaya. Because he says, this guy from the beginning of Sheshis may Bracious, what does that understand? Why is he meant to fall off this roof? Right? Why is he meant to fall off this roof?
So now you're going back and adjusting more inyums from...
Right, from the Yipol, from the Pasuk. Yipol HaNofel.
And from the Chinuch and from...
So the Chinuch and what he called and the Chassam Sofer addressed one issue. They addressed the issue of how do I view myself versus vis-a-vis nature? Myself, other people, etc. Now we've got another problem though. The idea of why do we refer to this person as the Nofel, the faller. So the Ben Abachi brings down the Gemara that this person was meant to fall off this roof, right, from the beginning of creation. And nonetheless, you shouldn't be participant in it. But what does mean he was meant to fall off this roof from the beginning of creation? The Ina Medrash Hazeh, Ki Kol Nivraim Kulam Nivru Bechefzam Uritzonam. Before a person is created, or when a person is created, every creation is created according to their will.
Every person is created.
It's created according to their will. Look at this. This is very important.
What does it have to do with being born?
Once you're born, how's your life going to unfold?
So then it's determined, was determined when, on our will, when in Hashemayim, in our will then, or is it a will when
okay,
we are...
Okay, that's exactly what we're going to discuss. So look at this. What do you call it? Ki kol nivraim kulam nivru bechefzam uritzonam, v'Kadosh Baruch Hu hodiam bereishis habria kol inyaneim kulam v'chol hamikrim asidim lavo aleihem. When a person is created, Hashem tells the person who's being created all of the events are going to happen to them, right? V'chein hodiam yemei chayam, how long they're going to live, umisasam, and when they're going to die, and how they're going to die, and how they're going to die. V'chein inyan mizonosam, and what sort of panasa they're going to have. Im berevach, im betzar, if it'll be easy or if it'll be difficult. Im al yidei atzman, im eshalachim, if they'll be able to be mefarnas themselves, or they have to be dependent upon others. V'chein dorshu chazal, kol ma'as bereishis l'daitam nivru. All of creation is created according to its own will. Litzivyonam, that means according to what they agree to.
So that person, Hashem's coming to that person before he's born, and he's still in Hashemayim, just like you said before, you're going to go down to heaven and these things are going to be better for you. Right?
Okay, that we talked about, that's true. But it also tells them, it's going to be better for you, or better for you in the Olam Emes.
In the Olam Emes.
Right. But it also tells them, and this is what's going to happen in your life. Right? Everybody's aware of what's going to happen in their life.
But he has control of that? His own will? His own... So if one he's being told, he says, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to die this way.
Okay. Okay, so what did he say? What do you call it? That's what he says. Right? Kolmeister, he'd like them nivru l'tzivyonim. That means according to their agreement. Shneemar v'chol tzva'am. He learns from the word tzva'am, miloshon tzivyonim. They agree to this. They kilu applaud it. Kol rotsui, rotsu v'kiblo. And all of the creations, right, called after they're told, right, this is what your life is going to be, this is your life, they said, fine, the Seder. We accept it. Of course, we don't remember this, right? But we all accepted exactly what's going to happen in our life. Therefore, it says, roi, that's what it says, this person was potentially, yeah, to fall, Misheshes may Bracious, Afal Pikain, Yesh Onus Godel Lamisha Mesabe. And even though this person, right, even though this person was roy to fall, Right? He signed off on it. He knew exactly how he was going to die. He knew exactly how he was going to die. Nonetheless, right, one should not be a participant in his meaning his end this way. You shouldn't contribute within the framework of Teva to his death, even though not only is it ordained already before it's going to happen, but he even signed off on it. You shouldn't be a participant in it. The Shlah...
I don't see how his soul in Hashemayim would read such a thing unless he's told, you know, this is where you have to go in order for you to come back and...
Later, okay, it could be that he recalled, could be that he knows that he called. Listen, we already discussed before that Hashem told him, yeah, that you know, this is the world you're going to come to eventually in his Olam HaBo, the better than the world that you're coming from, in other words, the world of souls, right? And what he called, Hashem explains to him exactly, you know, why this is going to be good for you, etc., etc., etc. But it's, you know, it's not going to be so pleasant, etc., etc., etc. We all sign off. We say, okay, we accept it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be born.
You wouldn't be born.
Okay.
So I don't agree with this unless they're right here.
Okay, some sages are saying you stay here. Oh, but I told you to get something better. But if you want to go, you got to. This is the only way to do it. Because Hashem knows exactly what each soul requires, right? No one knows better than Hashem exactly what each soul requires.
I cried all week this week. Well, yesterday I cried all day.
Yeah.
Do you ever get like that?
Very often.
Very often?
Yeah.
So it is.
You think about people's pain and then you just, you know, it becomes unbearable.
You
see people suffering.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and you know that when Hashem is suffering, right, we don't know what that means. But there is a thing that when Hashem suffers. It's in this week's parsha.
Shechina suffers.
Hashem's presence and it suffers. I don't know what it means, but there is something called the Tzar Shechina. It's in this week's parsha.
And does that motivate the things to improve, or is it like a crying baby? You know, just feels sorry and just keeps complaining to his parents. Isn't that?
That's with the koach of Tfila. And then you know, and the koach of Tfila.
Go ahead.
Okay. The koach of tefillah, what he called, you know, but sometimes you need to daven. It's not just with bullseye. Right? You got to daven over and over and over again. And then part of the emunah that we have, after we don't see an immediate result, that strengthens the koach of our tefillah. It's like a daven, like, I can't daven better than this. What he called, but you know what? I'll daven again because, you know, I need to attach myself in different ways to Hashem. That level of emunah strengthens the tefillah that I just did.
As the Reb Barkley said last night, since we don't have the base of English, all the gates of tefillah are closed.
But sorry, the most are still open.
The shari, what's that?
The most, the what do you call it? Tears. The gates of tears are open.
So what does it say?
Didn't say that?
He didn't say that, no. Well, he said cry out.
Yell.
Tzeduka?
Tzeduka?
Not tzedakah, but
tefillah tzedakah.
No, tefillah.
Tefillah tshuva tzedakah.
No. The ten things of tefillah.
Yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu, one of them was crying out, was screaming.
Yeah.
Screaming. How do you call screaming?
Za'aka. Yeah. Tell you, the Gemara says what he called the shari demos lo ninalu. Right. What he called the gateway of tears is not.
But where does it say that there's no the gates of tefillah are closed?
It says from the time of what he called, there's the different types of tefillah. There's tefillah where, you know, I plug into who Hashem is. He's the source of my das, and the source of my tshuva, and the source of my what he called, the focus there is on recognizing the truth of what he called. But then there is this the other aspect of tefillah, right, which is demos, is what he called, I can't without you. I'm empty without you. I have no hope except with you.
That's what Rabbi Shem says. It comes to the realization that we're just too overwhelmed.
And then you begin to cry.
Yeah.
Right. You begin to cry because crying is what he called crying demos, or a lashon of dimuah, Dimua is like mixture, like in Meiser. When you have chulin, it's mixed together with Meiser, that's called Dimua. Right? Well, not Demai is what that is. Demai is where you're not sure what happened to it. But Dimua is where you have, let's say, you're Mafresh Shum Sinaisis, so you got chulin over here, and then somebody drops Trum inside, and it's all mixed up.
Right.
That's called Dimua. Dalad Mem.
1/100.
Vav Ayin. Oh, right. So Dimua. It's mixed in. So a person has dmos when he doesn't see how his way out, or bechi, crying. Dmos are tears. Bechi, crying, is a lashon of mevucha, of confusion. I have no way out. I have no way except for you. When a person, the shari dmos, lo nino, they would call it the gateway of tears, is never closed.
It's a dmos. Dalid,
mem, ayin, vav, tuf, dmos. Right? So in any event, so the shla over here says a very, very deep thing. He talks about the idea, he goes into, we bring Rambam and Ramban, and basically his idea is that...
So he finished free will.
So it's really cut. So everything is really cool, everything preordained. So what does that mean? Who's where I have free will if it's all preordained? Right? Hashem tells me, okay, this is your life, right? We sign off on it. So what free will do I have? See, he says as follows, right? Again, it's hard for us to totally grasp this. But a person, right, with the concept of knowledge, of knowing something, right, by a person, there is the person who is the knower, right? There is his ability to know something. And then once the data comes to him, now he knows it. So it's really three things. There's me, the knower, right? I have a capacity to know something. Before I know it, I don't know it, right? like you don't tell me how a car works, right? I don't know anything about a car. If you tell me how a car works, so now using my ability to know something, I, the knower, have used my ability to know something, right? And now it's now known to me. So, but those three things don't have to be at the same time. I can be me, I can have more capacity or less capacity to know, and even if I have a tremendous capacity to know, but if I don't have the information, there's nothing for me to know. So it's really three things.
There's the knower.
The knower, right? The thing that's known, and its capacity to know it. Right? Okay. There's me, right? And my ability to know, right? And then once I've known something, so it's now known to me. Three distinct things. But by the Ribbono Shel Olam, there aren't three things. There's only one. He and his will and his knowledge are all one. He and his will and his knowledge are all one. And as within the Ribbono Shel Olam are all the possibilities. Are all the possibilities of everything that every person is ever going to do, right? From the beginning of creation to the end of creation. Everything is within him. It's not separate from him. His knowledge and he and what he called and his will are all one. All one. You can hear it. You can't really relate to it, right? Because we don't function like that, right? But that is his will, his knowledge, right, are all one. There is no process. Like by us, it's a process. There's me. I'm now going to employ my intellect. There are times when I can't employ my intellect. If I'm drunk, if I'm asleep, right, I can't employ my intellect, right? There's me, there's my intellect, and there's the thing that I use my intellect to comprehend, which now is now understood inside of me. But in Boshem, there are no stages.
There's the knower, the education, and the...
There is the knower, the ability to know, and that which is known.
What's the difference between the ability...
Right. By the Boshem, it's all one. His will, his knowledge are all one. So therefore, right, therefore, whenever it talks about Hashem... speaking in the future, in the Chumash, right? I know you're going to sin. It's not absolute. It's ro'oi. That's what it meant, ro'oi. In other words, record, you're fitting into this possibility inside of me right now. Through your bechira, you can shift. You can go attach yourself to this possibility. It's nothing new for Hashem. It's all inside of Him. All the possibilities are part of His will, part of His idea. Right? So that's what it means. Ki pol hanofel. And as this person, right, who he's roi, this person according to his derech, right now has attached himself to a what do you call it? Let's say he's attached himself to a path of sin. So he's roi to fall, right? What if he does tshuva, and now he attaches himself to another kovyachol aspect of Hashem's will? He won't fall, but he's roi to fall. He's roi to fall. And so too, whenever the Chumash talks about, I know you're going to be this way, it doesn't mean that it's absolute.
Oh, so they're saying that there is free choice.
There is free choice.
The only free choice is to get closer to Hashem.
Right, but the free choice, you can either attach yourself, detach yourself, etc. That's your free choice. But nothing's a chiddush for Hashem because it's all within Him.
And that's our...
Right,
that's our
so He has totally idea of everything because everything is within Him, right? And yet... What do you call it? We can attach ourselves, detach ourselves to whatever is within His will. That's a very, right, very, what do you call it, very, very important, right, very important yesod. It's all there. It's all there, right? It's all there. It's all within His will. Therefore, there are no chidushim for Him. The only question is what part, right, or what aspect of His will am I attaching myself to, right? Am I attaching myself to that which he says is the correct way? Right? Re'ei anochi nosin lifneichem. I omitted a few parts a few weeks ago. Bracha uklala. I pray for you a path of bracha, I pray for you a grala. You decide which one you attach yourself to. It's all inside of me, kol yachol.
So, but if a person is preordained before we were born. This is about how you're going to die. This is how you're going to live.
Oh, so
but what's the difference of our?
So that he says that's what he. But he called basically what Hashem shows him is this is what you're roy to do, right? You have the potential of being this way, right? You have the potential this way. You want to change? Perhaps you can change. Perhaps, but that's your choice. That's your choice. What are you going to attach yourself to? All the paths, right? Everything is going to accomplish what Hashem wants in the end, right? The question is, which path are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the path that He says is the proper path to choose, right? Or are you going to choose the stony path, the one with the thorns? Whichever you choose. In the end, all the paths of the labyrinth come to His will, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that's what he calls, that's what the Shlomo talks about when he calls these different paragraphs over here, etc.
Can it be so... Is that for sure? And if we don't choose that path, that's
like let's say what you call Adam Rishon. If Adam Rishon hadn't sinned,
yeah,
then the natural path would have been completely different for all of his descendants.
Right.
But because he sinned, now the natural path leads this way. Are you going to attach yourself to something else? That's your choice.
But nevertheless, it's always been determined before.
Right, everything has been determined, but all the possibilities are determined. The question is, which one of those would you call, are you attaching yourself to? For Him, the no chidushim, Hashem. So now, and they all wind up, right, Paul? They all wind up exactly where He wants us to be. Just the question is, what do we have to, which path we go to get there? Do we go a straight path, or do we go, right, with whatever? So now, in that light that we understand a little bit more, what do we understand? We understand nothing, but it's a little bit more of this idea of how important it is to establish the proper relationship with Hashem, who contains, who has within Him all the possibilities, right? So now, the very first psukim in the parsha talk about the very interesting, the case of Yifas Tor, right? The guy goes out to war, right? Sees a beautiful woman, and whatever halachically exactly how it has to be done, etc., etc., etc. The Torah gives him the right to take this, what do you call it, this woman, right? And what do you call it, and make her his wife. Even though, like the Torah says, you choose that in the end, but you're buying for yourself a bitter pill, right? Because then you're going to be, you know, not happy with her, and you're going to have a child who's not so beseder, and blah, 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 blah. The whole nine yards. But nonetheless, the Torah said Yifas Tor. Yud Pei Tov. And then second word, Tor. Tov Vav Aleph Resh. Beautiful in appearance. Yifas Tor. Like Yafeh and Tor. Appearance. So let's just close with this one thing here, right? The Svasemis. Right? Svasemis. Svasemis in discussion of this idea. He says as follows. He says, in general, every mitzvah gives a person, he brings from the Medrash, that every mitzvah gives a person an opportunity to attach himself to Hashem in any event, in any object, through the mitzvah. Right? That's called right? Like we talked about before, the word mitzvah itself is called tzavta. Right? He says, he brings from the Medrash here, mitzvahs are malavin adam. They escort a person in this world. Right? And they become like a, as it were, an escort of grace to him. I can find and attach myself to Hashem through mitzvahs in every step I take. So then he says, he brings out the what Chazal say over here with regard to the Yifas Tor. Lo dibra Torah ela neged yetzer hara. Why did the Torah say it was mutter? Why did the Torah say it was mutter to marry this woman, take this woman? Mm-hmm. However you, it's done halachically. Why did he say it's mutter? It says what he called Chazal, lo dibra Torah ela neged yetzer hara. It spoke against the yetzer hara. So he says, why? Well, understand, let Hashem just help the guy overcome his Yetzer Hara. Why give in to the Yetzer Hara? No, this is not a good idea. But Torah says it's okay, it's mutter. Or let Hashem not make the Yetzer Hara that strong, that he can't overcome the Yetzer Hara for this woman, right, when he's gone into battle. Something which shouldn't be mutter, we're saying is mutter, why do it? Either don't make the Yetzer Hara so strong, or else, what he called, or else aid him to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Rakshaze Eitza Lahatir Dovar Shemoshe Ha'odam Lara. Shal Shem Ze Nikra Isur. In every Aveira, there's two things, right? In every Aveira, there is the act itself, which is a negative act. And there also is, when you do that negative act, what you're doing is you're binding yourself to a reality that's distinct from what you perceive as Hashem's will. Whenever you do an Aveira, there are two things. There's the act itself, which is negative, and also there is the attachment. Right? There's the attachment, but I did it. It's like, you know, I want to ignore God. I'm going to attach myself to something which is not God's will.
Well, you feel sorry.
What?
You feel sorry?
No, I'm doing something bad. In other words, what do you call it? But I'm going to do it anyway. And in every Avera, there is like let's say, you know, like mommy says, don't stick the electric hanger into the socket. Right? Right? So when a kid says, I'm going to do it no matter what, right? I'm doing it no matter what. So on the one hand, he's doing something which is bad. It's unhealthy for him. Right? He's going to get himself a shock or worse, right? But in addition, there's also, in that act, there's the devil with you. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to do what I want. It's two things. There is the act itself, which is detrimental, and then it's accompanied with, I don't want to listen to what you want to say. I'm going to listen to what I want to say, what I want to do. So this mitzvah exists in order to inculcate a person with a certain mindset. What is that?
What mitzvah is this?
This Yifas Tor. The whole story of the Yifas Tor. Rak al yedei, right? Sha al yedei ze shegomer bedaito. Person, let's say, goes out to war, right?
Yeah.
He's got a tremendous yetzer hara for this woman,
right?
But he decides in himself, sheim lo hetira hakosov. Loya Nosa. he says to himself, but you know what? The Torah said it's mutter. If the Torah said it was usher, I wouldn't have done it. That's what he says to himself.
Right.
Right? Right? Even though we know it wouldn't have happened. Right? But he says to himself, if the Torah said it was usher, I wouldn't have done it. Right? So then when he actually does it, so he's done record, he's done an act which is not a good act to do, but he hasn't gone against Hashem's will. He hasn't implemented, he hasn't realized, right, that what he called that aspect of the sin, which is I don't want to listen to him. The reason the Torah gave us this, right, is to teach us an attitude. Right, to teach us an attitude that there are two aspects to every Avera. There's the aspect of doing something which is not healthy for you. It's not a good idea for you. And there's the aspect of I want to attach myself to something other than Hashem. And by creating this mitzvah over here, where we know, right, that the person says to himself, but he's not, afterwards he'll be honest with himself, but recall, but right now, he says, if Hashem had said it was us, I wouldn't have done it. Right? He never becomes bound up with rebellion against Hashem. And that's the important thing. That's a lesson that a person has to learn. That in every, what do you call it, that it's not just the act. The question is, do I want to be bound up with Hashem's will, or do I want to be bound up with something else?
Again, it's similar to free will.
Oh, bidyuk. That's what I'm saying. That's right. Because it's all there. It's all there. All the choices are there. What do you want to attach yourself to? So from this mitzvah, we learn how important it is, yeah, to want to be attached to Hashem's will. Right? Hashem's will. Right? Even when we're doing something which is not good, but better we should do something which is not good for us, but realize that we should inculcate ourselves in the idea, but if Hashem had said it was us, I would never have done it. Right? The preciousness of wanting to attach oneself to Hashem's positive will for us.
Wait, there's something there. So if he says, it's mutter.
So then he says, he says to himself,
it's not a mitzvah, it's not a positive thing.
No, it's not a positive thing to do, but if it were us, I wouldn't do it.
It's not a negative mitzvah.
Right. Because you know, we're willing, as it were, for him to do something which is not good for him, but we don't want him to feel as though he can attach himself to another reality other than Hashem's will.
Why do you think Hashem did it that way?
Because that's the most important thing. Is I should never feel detached from Hashem.
Never feel detached from Hashem.
Right. Even if I'm going to pay the price for doing this thing which is not so healthy, right? But better, I should always feel attached to Hashem. That's an important thing. And really, we say it in davening all the time. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, mechal lanu malkinu ki fashanu. In every sin, Rav Avraham Ben Gros says, we say in Shemoneh Esrei, every sin there is what he called the aspect of the chait itself. I ask slicha for the chait. I ask forgiveness for the sin that I did. And I ask for mechila. Mechila is an inyan of kavod, right? For the zilzul on Hashem's kavod. In other words, I thought there was some other power here, some other reality that I could attach myself to.
So say that again, what you just said.
In other words, in every sin, there is both licha for the act that I did, which was a bad act. And you told me not to do this good, bad act. I did a bad act, right? And objectively, it's a bad act. But there's also mechila. In every sin, there's not just the bad act that I did, but there's also the rebellion against you, right? And that's what we want to avoid at all costs. We want to avoid at all costs. So therefore, the Torah over here, right? The Torah over here, and want to teach that lesson, how crucial it is that a person should never come to a point where he feels he can attach himself to some other will other than Hashem. So that's the lesson of Yifas Torah. But again, going back to like we said before, all the possibilities are there. Person chooses, right, his Bechira, to decide, what am I going to attach myself to? What am I going to attach myself to? What am I attach myself to? Okay. This is great, because I think that this is very important. Very important. Yeah. Rosh Hashanah, right. 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 The idea is strengthened because, first of all, you realize you can never leave Hashem.
No.
You can never leave Him. Second of all, it makes you realize the futility of trying to leave Him. Because you what do you call it? You know, what have you done? It's all within His will. You've just chosen something which is gonna be painful to you ultimately. You can never feel that you're outside of His will.
Yeah.
And that itself is an important thing.
Yeah.
That's such a chashuv thing. Because we think, you know, I sinned. Okay, now God has cast me away, right? And now I'm not, you know, I'm not with Him anymore. There is no such thing. You're always with Him. The thing is, you're with Him right now. You've chosen a path of, you know, standing on nails. You know, you that's your choice. But you're never not with Him. You can't not be with Him. Because if you're not with Him, you aren't.
Then we can always ask for a freebie.
Very important idea.
Very, very, very.
Sure.